Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, good morning and welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host every weekend. My co-host today is on vacation, Mr. Rick Taper, and he did a great job last week. But anyway, welcome to the show. If you're on the road going to the golf course or if you're going to your grandkids' games, drive safely, be safe out there. Look out for pedestrians, by the way. And you pedestrians out there, if you do walk, make sure you cross the walk. When you cross the street or cross in a crosswalk, stay in a crosswalk, by the way, to look both ways. And that's also, make sure you look at the driver's eyes, making sure he can see his face and he's not on the phone or texting, please. Because almost every day when I'm driving, I see people walking, whether in a crosswalk or not. They don't look at the driver. They just think, okay, I'm in a crosswalk. Concrete barriers go up, and I'm never going to get hit. But if you notice, I believe the statistic is 40% of the people that get hit are in a crosswalk. So please, my PSA to you, public service announcement, please walk safely and drive safely. Anyway, I'm Percy here, your host, and also the publisher of Generations Magazine. I am actually a certified senior advisor and also have the designation of CLTC, Certification in Long-Term Care. So I do... I spend much of my day helping people plan out long-term care and aging in place. And lastly, besides the publisher, I'm also a reverse mortgage loan officer. Very shortly, I'll be bringing in the second largest company in the country called Reverse Mortgage Funding. And we will be offering the products here in Hawaii probably mid to late March. So look out for that. There are going to be some changes in my career, but I'm still the publisher. We still have Deborah Lorden, our associate editor, and Wilson Angel, our art director, who pretty much runs the business. But, you know, we started this 10 years ago. We started our 11th year now, and we provide content, trusted experts in the business, in the field, and all our articles are vetted. We make sure everything is accurate. So thanks to all our partners that write for the magazine, all the nonprofits and city and state agencies. So one of the things, as we know, our printed magazine does well, and you love the magazine. Online business, online information is growing, albeit slower in our industry because our industry still likes to hold the magazine or hold a flyer. But we started our webinars and our radio show. So today we have one of our actually a title sponsor, Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance, and she's gonna talk about long-term care and in retirement planning. You know, so welcome to the show, Margaret.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate your support. And, you know, guys, if you need Medicare, one of the best, if not the best. If you have a company and you don't want to deal with Medicare, which I wouldn't want to deal with Medicare, you have employees ready to retire. Margaret does great presentations. She knows it inside and out. And give her a call, and we'll give her information later on. But, Margaret, give us a little bit of background on, so that people can understand and know who you are.
Well, the Copeland Insurance Group has been a leader in the long-term care, in the Medicare business since 1962. The agency started in Texas by Mr. Mel Copeland, and he's still actively working the business.
62?
1962. Well, that's a long time. He's in his 80s, and that man has so much energy, it makes me tired listening to him.
Yeah,
getting
amazing,
us going,
huh?
yes. But he is passionate about it, as I have been. We love being a resource to our seniors in Hawaii. We don't try to sell your policy. We try to educate you to understand how to select a policy that will meet your needs and your budget, and will do actual customization of your research based on your exact doctors. If you allow us with your personal health information by giving us your medications, we will look it up so that you can see exactly which carriers will cover your needs at the lowest cost. Yeah. And then we'll review it. You make the decision. We'll help you enroll it. And once you're our client, you're with us for the whole year. We're always just a phone call away. And we're there to assist you throughout whatever needs that you have. And every year we do an annual review during your annual enrollment period of October 15 to December 7th.
And your office is right there on Barrett-Tanya Street.
Yes, we
just
are.
Just before Grace's driving on the right side, because I go there. Take my son and we share a bento, best chicken katsu in the island. But anyway, yeah, thank you very much. And, you know, for Medicare guys, if you're listening, and I see somebody new almost every week, whether I'm golfing or doing a webinar or just old friends of mine call me up. You know, when you get the, do they still mail out the booklet at 64 and a half years old?
No, they don't. You have to ask for it. Because now, they hardly mail it out unless you ask for it. They want you to download, which is a lot of pages. I don't like downloading.
Yeah, well, I mean, the people that are growing into this area of 65-ish have a little bit more knowledge, hopefully. If you're not, ask your kids. But you have an office manager, Josie, can do that probably for them, right?
Yes,
Josie
can.
Is a great girl. That's anyway, so yeah, if you're getting close to 65, start looking around. If not, call Margaret. She can, and you know, you have to really understand Medicare and don't say, oh, I'm going to use this company because my friend uses it. And he says it's really good. But really, people don't realize that everybody's health is different, right?
Exactly. That's how we customize the planning. Because we don't know what to talk to you about unless we know what your needs are. Husband and wife could have two totally different plans because of their needs and doctors.
Right. And that's really important. Everybody's health is different. Everybody's financial situation is different.
Exactly.
If you're living on a neighbor island, it's even different, right?
Exactly. Because everything is based on, the plans are based on their zip code. So the Big Island has very limited plans, but this year we're very excited. They have a brand new plan that is provide a lot of extra value benefits. Our agents on the Big Island is excellent, and we have agents on all islands that will be able to help you.
Yeah, so if you have friends or relatives living on a neighbor island, it's a little bit different. So you need to make sure you're dealing with somebody that understands all the plans. But really, for a lot of people on Medicare, it's kind of a maze, isn't it? I mean, I've done, this is your second show, but in the last few years, I've done probably five different companies.
Oh, yes.
And almost every show, I learned something different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I mean, because I know you have the ABCs and Ds and Es and Fs and Gs, right?
But it's so complex. There's so many moving parts, and everyone's needs are different. If you're coming off of a group medical plan, there's a whole different rules and regulations.
Right.
There's so much compliance that even for me, I learn everything new every year because we have to go through certification of all the plans.
All the agents?
All agents, all plans,
that's good to know.
All carriers.
That's good to know.
Because if you're not certified for a carrier, you're not able to talk about it. So for us, it's very important that our agents represent the plans correctly. And also, because we deal with the top end of the financial people that want Medicare supplement for guarantees, we also help people that are qualified for Medicare, Medicaid, and low income because their roles are so different. And the rules always change. So we always want to make sure we're giving you correct information and compliant information because compliance is something that we're very, very strong about.
Right. I remember, 10 years ago maybe, the agents weren't so knowledgeable and they were just selling and doing all kind of gimmicks of giving away trips or giving away prizes. And they would just get them in a room and sign them up and those days are gone, aren't they?
Because before they used to be able to, we used to be able to host lunches,
right.
And so a lot of seniors would go to five different seminars for the
free
food,
yeah.
And then they feel bad and they feel like they have to sign up for something. So by the time that new enrollment period comes out, they don't know what they have,
right.
And they didn't really want to change in the first place. So that's why Medicare changed it, where we cannot do meals anymore. We can only do snacks of fruits and snacks. So again, Medicare is just very protective of our seniors, and rightly so, because we don't want them to be kind of taken the wrong road that may not necessarily be good for them.
Well, that's good. That's good. So anyway, so you, like myself, work with seniors exclusively.
Yes.
And you, like myself, have really learned a lot about aging. And that's the same thing with my reverse mortgage industry. I started at age 42 and I knew nothing about retirement planning. And that's why I really started my first radio show like 2005, I think it was 2006, and then started doing then shows on Olelo. But we wanted today to spend more time, as much time as we can, about long-term care because you, like myself, have clients usually to the rest of their lives, right?
Exactly.
And at some point down the road, even though people may not think they're going to get old, like myself, or may not think we're going to need long-term care, like myself, they will. I think AARP did a study 10 years ago, and it was 69% of men are going to need some form of long-term care.
Yes.
And women, 79% of women are going to need some form of long-term care.
Because the women is the one that normally ends up taking care of their men.
Yeah. I was just talking to a friend of mine, was it yesterday? Or at dinner, dinner Monday night. And he's 73, she's like 68. I said, you know, I said, Spencer, you know, she's gonna be pushing a wheelchair, so you gotta be nice to her, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And he goes, Percy, you're right.
Yes.
Because he's got back issues now. Yes. And I saw him limping, and he's leaning over a little bit when his walk, his gait. So I said, you know what, Spencer, just gotta stay healthy, you know. But you gotta start planning your long term care plan.
Yes.
You know, whether that includes long term care insurance or your kids. Or your spouse, or you saved up money, is something that's really important. And the reason why I called you immediately, because in the last week I've been getting inquiries, people were talking about long-term care, and then even our mutual friend, insurance agent, I called them up, and you know, I said, what's going on in the long-term care industry? And so can you give us a little bit of background, what's going on in the long-term care industry besides the big one, Transamerica, getting out of the business?
Well, they're not getting out of the business in the sense that they're still there to service their existing clients.
Sorry.
But they're not accepting any new policies within their long-term care. Because, you know, long-term care is very expensive. All the insurance companies love long-term care because people were buying it, thinking that they're like life insurance, you know, half of them is going to fall out. But the residual, I mean, the retention of long-term care policy holders is like 80-90%.
Yeah.
Because people understand that they're going to need it.
Well, I think nowadays, especially us baby boomers that took care of our parents, realize that, and it's something I think, you know, people realize. In fact, our mutual friend yesterday is saying, "I tell my clients, don't ever, not pay a premium.
Exactly.
You want to keep that because we're seeing. In fact, I said, you know what? You think skilled care is between $10,000 and $14,000 a month today?
Yes.
Where do you think it's going to be 20 years from now?
$20,000 a month?
Yes.
$20,000 a month? It's not going to stop.
Yeah, it's never going to stop.
Because we want the care. If we can afford it, we want that quality care. And that's what it's all about, that quality care.
Well, I also mentioned that we don't have enough Medicaid beds, first of all.
No.
So the government has always had the attitude, it's not our problem, it's your problem.
Yes.
You take care of your problem. We have to take care of the kids. We have to provide education, roads, things like that. Care is your family. But you mentioned expensive. So I always tell agents, it's not expensive.
Expensive is a relative term.
Yeah.
And I agree. You know, a lot of good financial planners include long-term care as part of their overall planning, because you have to plan. You know, we all don't think we're going to get old, but we are. I mean, I think about myself and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be 69 and 70 pretty soon. And I keep thinking I'm still 39. So our brain kind of stop aging, but our bodies don't. So for me personally, I bought 3 long-term care policy throughout my lifetime because I'm still single. I don't have kids. I don't trust my brother to take care of me. So I bought my first policy when I was 45.
Uh-huh.
But at that time, I also wanted to buy a policy for my mother, was in her late 70s, because her side of the family has longevity. I met an uncle on her side of the family was 106.
Wow.
So I wanted to get a policy for my mom. I wanted to get a policy for myself. Mm. My brothers refused to help me pay, so I said, okay, fine, I'll pay for it. And if she starts needing care, I want you to reimburse me. But if she dies quickly, which she hopes she does, it doesn't have to suffer through all that, that's wonderful. That's my risk, and I'm willing to take that. So my first policy for myself at 45 was about $100 a month for $4,500
a
month
of
care. But I was young. I was healthy.
Right.
It was fine. So as I got older, when I hit 50, I was doing a little bit better. So I bought a second policy when I was 50. And it was another $100 a month for another $4,500, but only for 2 years, because that's all I could afford, because my mother's policy was costing me about $800 a month. So I wanted to make sure her policy was always active. And so I built on the second, but I always buy compound inflation. And what that means
is that
your policy will double in 15 years. If you go simple inflation, it'll double in 20 years. But because I couldn't afford to rephrase
that again.
If you buy compound inflation, yeah, the policy value will double in 15 years.
Okay, got that.
If you buy simple inflation, it'll double in 20 years.
Okay, I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. I thought it's always compounded, no?
You know, you can, but it costs more.
Right.
To compound versus simple.
Oh, okay.
Some people just do regular.
Okay, got it. Right.
Or not have any inflation.
No inflation. Yeah, I just talked to somebody last week. Like I said, I talked to people about long-term care insurance quite a bit. I'm not an agent, guys. I don't sell insurance, but I'm very versed on it. I only give it a number accurate information. If I don't know, I'll say call my friend or call Margaret. But it's really important to understand. And I actually tell people this all the time. Make sure you review your policy every 5 years.
Yes.
And as you get older, like my parents have long-term care insurance. They bought it at the age of 77, 78 years old. Now our family has to make sure we have the policy, how to file a claim.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's really, really important, isn't
it? Yes. And you want to get a carrier that is financially stable. I only work with A-rated companies.
Yeah, how do we know who's going to be stable? I mean, look at John Hancock and Genworth, the two largest, right?
Genworth's gone, but John Hancock's still there.
I mean, they're both still there, but they're not taking new policies. John Hancock's not taking new policies.
Okay,
John Hancock stopped that 2 years ago.
Okay.
I know, because I tried to apply.
Okay.
And I missed the deadline.
Okay.
Because I got shingles. So I couldn't apply. Yes.
Okay.
Like, don't get – by the way, if you don't have shingles, get the shingles shot.
Exactly. It's a two-system shot. When you had the 1 year – a couple of years ago, I did it. I took it last year early, and then I thought, okay, I'm done. Then 3 months later, they said, oh, we got a better one.
Right.
Two-shot system. It's 90% effective, so I have to take it again.
When was that? 2020?
Yes, I did. 2020. I took my new shingle, two-system single shot. You have to take six months apart. Yeah, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I got to take mine, I think, in the summer. But yeah, not to get off the topic, guys, but it is.
Not
fun. Have you had it before?
No. I have friends that did.
I was supposed to speak at a conference. I was supposed to be the host MC of the conference in, I think it was November. And 2 days before the conference was supposed to start on a Friday, I went swimming Wednesday morning, took off my shirt, went swimming, it was fine. Got back home, did some work, and I was going to go play 9 holes of golf with my friend. Took my shirt off, and I saw these little things on my left side of my chest, on the side of my chest cavity. And like, what is that? I said, nothing, wasn't this morning. So I took a picture of it. I sent it to our Mr. Steve Ito, the nurse practitioners in the magazine. And I texted him a picture of that. He goes, uh-oh, Percy, that's shingles. I'm going to order a medication right now. Go down to the Longs and pick it up. It'll be ready in 20 minutes. And I did. But too late. I got it already. But if you get shingles, like I know somebody from my friend Catholic Charity's got it twice in her eye.
Ooh, yeah.
Twice. And what's interesting, I said, the shot is the medical insurance doesn't cover it till you're over 60, so you're 60.
Well, it's covered, but it's a brand name drug, so it's going to be still expensive copay.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
It's like $89 or $69 for the copay because it's a tier 3.
Yeah, but anyway, when I mentioned people about shingles, I would say 50% of people I talked to were under 50,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's all stress related.
Mm-hmm.
I know people in their 20s got it. Stress related.
I didn't realize that, but I'm surprised I haven't got it because I had so much stress.
Well, you must manage it well. I mean, knock on wood, but yes. Yeah. Anyway, back to long-term insurance. I mean, I could go on. I just try to tell people, you know, I don't want to experience this stuff, so I don't want you to experience this stuff, but I'm going to tell you and the best thing I did was I laid on the ground for 22 hours a day. I got up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I had an ice pack on the side of my body, my on the side here, was it this side here? And I watched all of Netflix. But ice really helped with the pain.
Yeah.
Because it can be quite painful.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's like somebody sticking a needle in your side.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, even people say even with wind blowing by, it hurts. I mean, it's just, anyway.
But off topic. So take care of yourself, reduce your stress. But anyway, long-term care, you know, a lot of people, a mutual friend of ours said it's expensive. Why do people think it's expensive?
Because when I bought it when I was younger, it was very affordable. And I, you know, people said, well, it's too young to get long-term care when you're 40s. Well, hello, it's low costs, you're healthier. You're going to get the chances of being approved for those that are still accepting ones a lot easier. But as you age, when you start going to your 50s or 60s, like I bought my last policy, I have three. So the first one at 45, the second one at 50, I bought one at 65. At that point, my health wasn't that good, but I was surprisingly, I qualify through Colonial, through a worksite policy. It was a life insurance with long-term care benefits. Since I don't have any kids, I really didn't need life insurance, but I just wanted to make sure I have another pot of money to pay for my long-term care. And at that point, it cost me about $5,600 annual premium, which is about $500 a month. So it can, you know, for people, that's a lot of money at 65 with health issues.
Yeah, so what I know is that is 500 bucks a month expensive? Yeah, for a lot of people.
It is. But it's better than 10,000 a month or 8,000 a month.
So yeah, that's the thing. People got to realize. So I was talking to Coach Les Murakami and his wife. He has lifetime care. And as you know, he had a stroke at 65 or 66. He is now in his 80s. He's had long-term care coverage for over 12 years. He bought lifetime care. And
those are no longer available.
Right. They stopped that about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep.
But for people that are thinking about long-term care insurance, you know, the best way that I know, and I don't sell it, I tell people about it, is that, you know, what's the chances of your house burning down? About 1 in 100,000?
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
What's the chance of getting in a car accident? 1 in 10,000?
Still rare, yes.
But you still have to have insurance for all those,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I believe in
What's the chance of the, what did I say earlier, guys? So if you remember, did you take notes, guys? What did I say in the beginning part of the show, your chance of needing some form of long-term care? Men is 69%. That was 10 years ago. And it's national statistic. In Hawaii, we live healthier. The problem of being healthier, you're not going to die right away. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need some form of long-term care. And women was 79%. So when Coach Les Murakami's wife Dot heard that statistic, she bought long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. And were you there at the luncheon they spoke at 2 years ago?
Yes.
December 2019.
Yes.
They talked about it at the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors lunch about why they bought it. And he still has it. And he still, I mean, I see him every once in a while. But so, guys, if you're thinking about long-term care insurance, really take it to heart.
Or if you have one, do not allow it to lapse.
Yeah.
If it becomes so expensive where you cannot, when you do not think you can afford that high of a premium, talk to the carrier. Mm. Negotiate with them. Maybe take a little lower benefit to lower your premium. But never, ever, ever, ever let it go. Because once you let it go, all that money you put in, thousands of dollars you put it in, just flush it down the toilet. At least have something. Something is better than nothing.
Well, I mean, so I had all this objection. I had people say, well, it's too expensive. I can't afford that. You know, I'll just go on Medicaid.
I tell people, well, if you want to be limited to your choices.
No, you don't have it. No, not limited. You don't have a choice.
I know. That's what I mean.
You don't choices have, if you care. Want Medicaid, guys, I always tell people, he who pays for the care controls the care.
Exactly.
If you're on Medicaid, basically the state will put you where there's available bed.
Exactly.
Depending on who you talk to today. Medicaid beds between 90-95% full.
Yes. Yes.
In 10 years from now, you think that figure is going to go up or down? It's going to go up because we don't have enough Medicaid beds coming in the market. It's really important, right?
And you know, for those companies that used to have an offer Unum group long-term care policy that was very affordable.
Yes, I had that.
Granted, it's not a lot. You know, it's about $2,000-$5,000 the most up if you were smart enough to buy up. When people said, should I cancel it? I said, never, ever hold on to it because that is like gold.
Yeah.
Because granted, it's not a lot, but it's still something. Every dollar you save out of your pocket, to me, being Chinese, it's out of my pocket, so I'm saving it. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize the biggest entities were John Hancock and Genworth, a subsidiary of GE Capital. And if they're getting out of the long-term care insurance business, they can't make any money.
Oh, no, because they're losing money.
Yes, and why?
Yes.
Because more people are needing long-term care.
Exactly.
So you, in your own mind, think about that. My former company, Mutual of Omaha, is still there. They're the biggest name.
Yes.
But
yes,
Transamerica was up there, and they're no longer doing it.
They're not accepting new policies as of last October.
Right. And so it's really important, guys, to start thinking about that. So let me ask you this really quick before we take a break. yesterday I was talking about what happens if a company goes down. Somebody will eventually take over the policy,
oh, yes.
Right?
I mean, if they're not necessarily going down, they're just not going to accept new policies.
But they're still serviced.
Absolutely. The people that still have it are going to be serviced.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as you know, the premiums are going to go up. Because there's now no new infusion of capital.
Well, we know more about aging. I know more about aging. You know more about aging. Yeah. And we all realize that at some point down the road, the chance of you needing long-term care is much higher.
Exactly.
You know, and I always tell people this during my research when I've been in this field 18 years. To get a drug to market is about $1.4 billion. That was a 10-year statistic. $1.4 billion to get a drug to market. You think that drug's going to make you die? No. No. So think about that, guys. We're going to take a short break. G3, thank you very much. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
As a certified senior advisor and certified in long-term care planning, I have advised many homeowners on using their home equity to age in place for the rest of their lives. Hi, I'm Percy Ihara. As Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert, I can show you how to unlock the equity in your home with a reverse mortgage. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. With today's low interest rates, there isn't a better time to learn all the benefits of a reverse mortgage. Let's put the gold back into your golden years. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. I'm Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert.
Mutual of Omaha Mortgage, NMLS ID 1025894. Equal housing lender. This ad is not from or approved by HUD, FHA, or any government agency. Percy Hara, NMLS ID 582944.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. And don't forget, if you miss us, if you hear about us later on, go to our website, generations808.com. We have them all archived there. Look for the topic you want. Or you can go to hawaiistreams.fm. Listen to it live. Or go to Spectrum 883. Like I do that at home when my wife says, "Hey, honey, you're watching too much sports." So I'll put on. It happens. It does happen. I have to admit that. So I'll put on Spectrum 883. I don't know what the Hawaiian Tel channel is. But anyway, it's good listening. They have the best 60s and 70s music, my era. And so this is the best channel to listen to if you're in that era, in the age group. And it's really important. And Margaret, this music was the music that meant something, right? The words meant something. And look at it today. 40, 50 years later, you see them on commercials. You go, yes. Oh, I know that song.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have a favorite band or music?
Oh, gosh, they're so old, but they're all in their 60s, but they're still performing, 70s, they're still performing.
I remember
while I was in Hawaii, I used to go to all the concerts when I was young. I saw Elvis when he was in Hawaii.
You saw Elvis? Wow.
I saw Janis Joplin.
You saw Janis Joplin?
While she was still alive.
Wow.
And Jimi Hendrix when he was here.
Those three are,
I would add that to
my list. Only other guy I would add to that list would be Purple Rain guy, Prince.
He wasn't here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was younger, that's what we did.
Yeah. Well, mine is Earth, Wind, and Fire. I've seen everyone since 1977 when they first came to Hawaii. Earth, Wind, and Fire was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. But anyway, we're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance, our sponsor of all our radio shows. And thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you.
And you're so knowledgeable about Medicare, but I know you're knowledgeable about aging and long-term care.
Yes.
And so you want what is this? Is that through Copeland or is that short-term care policy?
We offer that. You see, a lot of people have the misconception that Medicare is going to take care of long-term care.
Medicare is going to take care of.
And they don't.
Yeah. I was telling you during a break, you know, we did a survey for the state of Hawaii and through Executive Office on Aging. And we did a survey in, I believe it was 2017, maybe 2018. And he surveyed a bunch of seniors. And the number one question people had as they get older is that, doesn't Medicare cover long-term care?
They do not.
And that was by far one of the biggest questions people could not answer.
So Medicare covers skilled care. So
skilled or acute care is the word.
Or rehabilitation.
There's different words out there. When I first heard acute, I didn't put it with skilled care, but now I know it's both. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Or if you need rehab after a surgery.
Right.
So a lot of the policies, like Medicare Advantage policies, there is no 3-day waiting period before you can go into a skilled care or rehab.
Oh.
With Medicare supplement policy, because original Medicare pays first, there's a requirement that you are coming out of a hospital within 3 days, and you can go into a long-term care facility for rehabilitation, and they will cover you for the next 100 days as long as you're improving based on Medicare standards.
So is that why when they get admitted to a hospital, they want to get you out before 3 days?
Well, they cannot get you out without you, but they can. They should. I say that to all the hospital, because I let the hospital know they need to inform the clients that are being admitted that they need to be prepared to get out within 3 days.
Yes.
Because if they're not improving up to Medicare standard, because my mother had her stroke, she worked so hard during rehab because it's very painful. And there's some people that don't want to work that hard. They don't want to go through that pain, so they just don't do anything.
Especially for guys, you know.
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
I'll talk about that a little bit later on.
But that's why, you know, I try to explain to clients that when you're in the rehabilitation, work hard, because if you're improving, they will cover you up to the 100 days. But if you're not going to improve or you're not going to even try, then Medicare is going to stop paying. And you have to private pay that. So if you can't find a facility to go into, or if your home is not prepared to take that senior to care for them at home, you know, to be in the hospital, that's thousands of dollars per day.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to understand that. They don't just say, okay, you know, they're going to be in the hospital, they're going to take care of me in 100 days. No, they don't. So people need to understand. I think the hospitals has to do a better job to prepare that patient in case that happens, because after 3 days, they're going to say, okay, if you don't go out in 3 days, it's going to be several thousand dollars a day.
Yeah, hospitals have a lot of responsibilities. Unfortunately, it's hit or miss, and I don't really blame the people at the hospital. It's just a lot of stuff going on. It's emotional. But yeah, guys, so if you or your loved one is admitted to the hospital, they will try to get you out within 3 days. If you're not improving. Or if you're fine.
Yes, if you're fine, you don't need to be there. Yes, absolutely.
But I've had a situation where my clients will call me and goes, my mom's not fine.
Yeah.
I said, well, then you got to be your advocate for your mom or dad and say, you know, mom's not getting better. I think she needs rehab, you know.
But then you see the doctor, their primary care physician has to play very, very strong hands, because even the doctor, the hospital may say you need to leave. But if the primary care physician and the specialist say they're not ready, then they need to kind of negotiate that to stay a little longer.
Right.
But that is something that is between the primary care physician or your specialist that admitted you and the physician itself, because there is an appeal process and they have to go through it.
Right.
Well, they can't just say, you got to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I heard our hospitals do great work
here. They do.
And
they do.
I don't want to say you guys need to do more, but it is a very difficult time. But I always put it back on the family. You know, you can't blame the hospitals. Yep. You know, they have so much to do. You need to be your own patient advocate and understand what goes on. If not, call Margaret.
Yes.
Just call Margaret.
Yes.
You don't have to call me. Margaret knows more than me on this. But what I do see is that, so you had mentioned that Medicare pays up to 100 days.
As long as you're improving up to Medicare standards.
So And I just saw my mother's recent bill because she went to rehab, and it covered 100% for the first 20 days.
Yes.
And it's tiered percentage-wise up to 100 days, right?
Yes. And that's for Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're on Medicare Supplement on the higher level plans like Plan F, Plan G, Plan N, they'll cover 100%.
Of the 100 days.
Of the 100, okay, if so you're improving.
If you're improving. So, yeah, you know, when you mentioned that, I had a case a couple of years ago that a relative friend of mine called me and said, yeah, my dad's at a rehab facility. And the reason why I say guy is that, you know, he ran a big company, you know, very prominent person. And I was telling you, the son-in-law called me, that's his wife's uncle or father. And I said, you know, guys are different. You know, they can't be that strong person anymore. They can't solve the problems. And, you know, for men, when they get older, whether they're the 80s or 90s or 70s, they get a little grumpy. They can't do the things they could do before. They couldn't. They can't golf. They can't drive anymore. And they get kind of depressed.
Frustrated.
Yeah, that's a better word.
They're Margaret. Very frustrated. And yeah. Unfortunately, they take it on the person that loves them the most, which is their wives. I mean, I saw that through my dad and my mom. And, you know, a lot. I mean, that's just kind of typical, because when you're frustrated because you're not able to do the things you always were able to do.
Yes.
The easiest person to lash out to is the ones closest to you.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're the ones that's already going through a lot of stress. So I really feel really bad for both of them. But it's hard, because for men to lose that control is so difficult for their psyche. It's hard.
That's why I said, so I, you know, this relative friend of ours, I said, you know what? She basically said, yeah, my dad's not getting better. I said, that's really important. You know, they're going to have to move them out. They may move them out. You need to be very careful. And they did. I said, well, I can go down and talk to him, because, you know, you're so close. I know him a little bit, but I come from a professional point of view and opinion, and I can refer you out to the people to talk to, but that's important. And sure enough, they made him move out.
Yep. I mean, I have people calling me from as they're being checked out, like, say, my plan, they're not covering me because the hospital telling me I got to go home, and I have nowhere to put him.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. So I always tell people, whenever you're discharged from a hospital, make sure you have a plan.
Yes.
Either a care plan. A lot of times they'll give you a list of facilities or care homes to go to. Really important to reach out to people. We have Kunani DuMonte in our magazine, Caregiver's Heart, that can help you with that. Mm-hmm. Margaret can help you with that. I can help you with that. But it's really important. Do not get released unless you have a really kind of a good idea where you're going to go, what kind of supplies and durable medical goods you're going to need. You need a special bed, you know, wraps, things like that. And then, of course, medication. But it's just something that is part of going through aging, isn't it?
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So the short-term plan, let me tell us about that.
Well, you know, when you say people think traditional long-term care is too expensive, because it's once you're approved by the carrier, you're approved for life.
Right.
As long as you pay for your premium.
Right.
So if you pay your premium, that's why, you know, my priority always would be my long-term care policy. Because, as I said, I'm single. I don't want to be taking care of myself. I know I won't be able to. So that is my first priority billing that I always do, and I just pay it off annual. That way it's done.
Right.
But for some people that are has high asset value, they think, well, you know, I sell a property, I'll do this. But even a lot of my high asset value clients that are worth millions buy long-term care, because they know if you consider $8,000 to $10,000 to $12,000 a month, do the calculation, everybody.
That's today, not 20 years from now.
Exactly. That the millions that they have, the resources they have, is going to go down really quickly. So if they want to save or create an inheritance for their loved ones, they prepare by preparing for long-term care.
Well, I know, tell people, you want to pay dollar for dollar or cents on a dollar.
Exactly.
And I heard a rumor a couple of years ago from our mutual friend that Bill Gates bought long-term care insurance.
Mm-hmm. As I said.
So why would he buy long-term care insurance? Well, this is a no-brainer. You want to pay 20 cents on a dollar? It used to be like under 10 cents a dollar. Now it's like probably 20 cents on a dollar versus paying dollar for dollar. That, to me, is a no-brainer.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And so for those that have high assets, they say, you know, I can just sell a property. So I just usually let them know that, you know, and this is something I found out last year that I was so excited about, because it's an A-rated company that provide a one-year coverage. It's kind of like I call it like a transitional. That you want to have that one-year time period, because when you get hit with long-term care expenses, it's shocking and scary.
Yes.
And if you don't have that cash in the bank to pay for it, it's very hard. So for people who think they don't need it, buy lease is a one-year transitional, because it'll give you up to a 90-day skill care coverage, either in-home or in the hospital, and it will cover you 365 days of home care.
Is that
or assisted living
consecutive
care?
Consecutive days? How does that work?
Once you start drawing on it, it's the 365 days starts hitting. You can't just kind of go in and out.
Oh.
So, but literally, it's affordable. I mean, I did these calculations last year, and at age 65, for $300, that's a maximum, $300 a day for 365 days, that's about $108,000 of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 90 days of home care, and the premium back then was about less than $200 a month.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's better than what I'm paying right now.
How do you qualify?
It's actually, you just go through regular qualifying like any other long-term care policy. Okay. So that's why you start early.
Right. So what that premium is based off of what age?
At 65.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, at age 79.
All Medicare agents should sell that.
I know.
Because that's right at 65.
Know about it. Yeah.
Really?
And this is for those that didn't plan earlier.
Most people don't.
Yes. And that's why I work very closely with Colonial Life, with Rita Ornelas, because, you know, she works with businesses. That's my corporate. Yes.
Okay.
She's here in Hawaii. And because she has these work site, you know, like Aflac, worksite, mm-hmm. You can actually buy a long-term care policy, which is a life insurance policy. That's what I bought at 65. A life insurance policy with living benefits. So if I am not fortunate enough to die quickly, I can use the cash value that I bought $125,000. I can use $125,000 to pay off my long-term care expenses. To me, that's awesome. You can do monthly. And so the companies can sponsor it, or the employees can pay for it, because you know, companies right now are just struggling to stay alive.
Yeah.
But we have to take our own personal responsibility to take care of ourselves.
That's really important.
So if you need information, call me. My focus is really on Medicare. I have to just say that up front. So if I don't have time to really take care of you, I'll just send you to a Rita, because she's the district sales manager for Colonial here in Hawaii. She can take care of the company as well as an individual, and she has a lot of other agents that she works with. Because bottom line, for me personally, I want the member to be cared for. That's all. That's all.
Yeah. So that's great. So anyway, if you want more information, Margaret, why don't you give out your phone number while we're at it?
My office number is area code 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877.
Let's talk about group plans.
Yes.
So Medicare doesn't have group plans, do they?
No.
Okay, but long-term care has group plans.
They used to. They kind of got away with it,
oh.
Which is the Unum. This, if you remember,
Unum, John
companies,
Hancock,
yeah, bought like $2,000 for the entire company. It was very, like, it's only $2,000 of benefit. But hey, that's $2,000 less that you have to pay.
Right.
It was very inexpensive. So when people retire, I always say keep that. Pay direct.
Yeah, it's so important. So let me ask you this question. When is the best time? I always hear this. And people ask me, when's the best time to buy long-term care insurance?
See, for me personally, I think in the 40s. Because you start getting it somewhat of a reality check. Because you're no longer 30s and you think you're going to live forever. And, you know, people want to maybe go with 50s. Others say 60. But I think between 40 and 60, a lot of health issues can occur.
Yes.
And that health issue is going to cost you. And, you know, right now, to be the honest truth, I do not sell any, not that that's very many left, traditional long-term care policies. Because those traditional long-term care policies have great benefits. But if you don't use it, you lose it. The first two of my policy, the first one I have is with MetLife. The second one is with John Hancock. Those two policies, that's right now $19,000 a month for 2 years. If I don't use it, kiss it off. Goodbye. But my life insurance policy that I have with Colonial that I bought at 65, if I don't use it and I die quickly, it goes to my beneficiary.
Because it's more based off life insurance.
Exactly. Yeah. But you can use that. I call it living benefits. Because to me, you know, to me, to die, to buy a policy so I can die so my nieces and nephew will get everything I have makes no sense to me. But
well, the only other fix for that is, like, I bought a shared plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pool of money you can share between
you and your wife.
Yes. Spouse.
Yes.
And if I don't use it, it all goes to her.
Yes.
And vice versa.
Yep.
That's what my parents bought many, many years ago.
Yes.
And so it's really important to understand. Yeah, so a lot of times you'll talk to your financial advisor, insurance agent, they'll give you their personal opinion, which take it to heart, but realize your own financial situation, your own health situation. And I tell people it's really comes down to your risk tolerance.
Exactly.
How much you're willing to risk if you don't buy a policy.
Exactly.
Your house.
And good financial planners will go through this with you very well, not being pushy, but just give you the reality check that it's either now or later. When I say that, you know, buying a $500 a month policy is expensive, I'd rather pay that $500 than pay that $10,000 a month.
Yeah, I recently ran into an advisor, referred a client to me, and they've already spent $1 million in 10 years for long-term care. Now they ran out of money.
Yes.
So now they got to look at the home to pull out equity from the home. So they went through cash of $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling the advisor, in the future, maybe you might want to leverage the property, because once you take money out of your portfolio, it's gone. It's never coming back. Leverage it. In other words, use the reverse mortgage or use a home equity line to really leverage it. So take out money from the equity line or the reverse mortgage equity line versus taking money out of the portfolio. Because first of all, when you take money out of the portfolio, you're being taxed on that.
Yep.
And, you know, so this person has dementia now. I said, well, is he still mobile? Yeah, pretty well. So unless he has a heart attack, he's going to live probably another 5 to 7 years.
Unfortunately, yeah. I think reverse mortgages are excellent because, you know, until you kind of explained it to me, I was always kind of like poo-poo on that.
Oh, a lot of people. To this day, a lot of people.
But because people don't understand.
Yeah.
I think people, and especially financial planners, need to understand more about it because I think it's such a absolutely unique strategy that
is
absolutely awesome. So that's why I send people to you.
Yeah. Well, that is so true. That's why I work with so many financial advisors, estate planning attorneys, insurance agents. And by the way, I have to also disclose my NMLS number, National Mortgage License Service number, is 582-944, just for identification purposes. So I got to be compliant. We're a heavily compliant industry. People don't know that.
Exactly.
And, you know, we are probably one of the most watched industries, if not watched product and loan officers in the country because of our demographic.
Yes.
But it just goes hand in hand. But so anyway, lastly, Margaret, what's going on with the industry now? We're past the enrollment period, right? Enrollment period.
The annual enrollment period ended as of October 15th to December 7th. We're in the what they call open enrollment period.
Right, okay, open enrollment.
Yes.
That goes to what?
January to March 31st.
March 31st,
yes.
Okay.
So this is for people that are still aging in, that may have been, you know, quarantined during the annual enrollment and did not have a chance to look at it. If they want to contact one of their agents to kind of review, this is the time. But after March 31st, no changes, unless, of course, you're aging in or you're moving to a new area. So those would be the special enrollment periods.
But that's the only way you can change?
Yes.
So an agent during this period right now, up until March 31st, an agent can't call you, can they?
No. It's illegal to do that.
Yeah. So,
but if you feel like, hey, you know, I like what I have, I made a change because this agent talked me into it, and it's not what I thought it was going to be. If you want to have a review at that point, you contact someone, myself, the agent, other agencies, get that second opinion, and you have up to March 31st to go from a Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan.
What happens if, say, you have a plan, and I'm not going to say any specific plan, but what happens if, I'm looking for my parking ticket, by the way. I just thought about that. What happens if I have a heart attack and my plan is not as good as some other plan? Can I change?
If it's a Medicare Advantage, another Medicare Advantage, yes. And you have to make that decision to contact someone.
But after the March 31st date?
Cannot. You're locked in for the year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
For Medicare supplement, you can change at any time. But the only drawback is that you can't change your drug plan. Because you have to have a drug coverage.
Wait, try that again?
For Medicare supplement plans, you can change at any time.
You can?
Oh, Medicare supplement plans, yes. But you have to make sure your drug coverage is intact.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, you can't change that.
your drug plan is locked. It's like a it's a Medicare Advantage. Oh. So it's locked into the January to December 31st. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, like, I got a friend turning 65 sometime in summer. What do they do? Do they? There's no more workshops, no more seminars anymore.
No, 3 months before.
I know, but there's no, like, you know, they're an open the enrollment period in these November, October, December. All these people around town
pushing
commercials
things, yeah.
and
yeah.
things like that.
Well, you know, you have those commercials on TV where they say you can call. You know, if they are interested, they can call myself, they can call you, they can call Medicare. Medicare can take care of them directly. But for that personalized service, it's good for them to hopefully keep my number in hand. Because I have people, you know, I used to do educational seminar for businesses.
Right.
And I would give them one of my magnets that says Medicare questions, call me, and I just have my telephone number. I literally have people coming in 3 or 4 years later and say, oh, yeah, you were in my company. You were talking about Medicare. And you said that when I turn 65, when I'm ready to retire, to call you. And here I am. I said, oh, great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's really important for employers or employees that are going to be retiring at 65. Really important. That employer, HR person, are not versed enough on Medicare plans. So that's really important. So anyway, Margaret, what's the best way to reach you again?
808-591-4877. Copeland Insurance Group, 808-591-4877.
And Margaret is one of our main sponsor of the magazine, let alone our title sponsor for this radio show. And don't forget, if you want to listen to it live and you don't have a radio, which I don't have a radio in my house, I have to go on my TV, Spectrum 883, or online on your computer, hawaiistreams.fm. That is the oldies channels here. That's the website. Click on the oldies channel, and it'll give it to you live. And also, don't forget, generations808.com. All our past radio shows and webinars are there, let alone all our past issues. And thanks to all you guys that attend come to our website. The average person that comes to our website goes on for 5 to 7 pages on our website.
That's excellent.
And it's excellent. So we get a lot of contacts through them. We get emails and calls almost every day now. Thank you very much to everybody. Don't forget, our webinars are the third Wednesday of every month. Rick Tabor, our community development director, will be hosting those. He conducts all those great workshops over there. The third Wednesday of the month. You go on our website and in the magazine, we have all the information. And your website, we can click on the link. You can go right to the webinar. Thanks to everybody. I appreciate you for allowing us into your home, into your office, into your car. And we're here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Here on 101.1 FM. So thank you very much. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Is aging in place your goal? To live in your home for the rest of your life? Hi, I'm Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert. I'll help you learn the benefits of using your home equity to get rid of your mortgage payment for the rest of your life. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. Using our standby line of credit, let's put the gold back into your golden years. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. I'm Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert.
Mutual of Omaha Mortgage, NMLS ID 1025894. Equal housing lender. This ad is not from or approved by HUD, FHA, or any government agency. Percy Ihara, NMLS ID 582944. Borrower must occupy home as primary residence and remain current on property taxes, homeowner's insurance, the cost of home maintenance, and any HOA fees.
591-4777. Who's got the best deals in Vegas around? Who's got the best deals? Call 591-4777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play. 591-4777 today. Good luck, we go play.
Complete
5-night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.